What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, kids from K-State University here on recording this track and field special episode Monday, June 8th, 2026. Very first time listening to the show. Thank you again so much for listening to the podcast here, folks. Staying with track and field because that's the only thing that's going on currently, right now for K-State here as we approach the national championships for them, men's and women's K-State track and field team, the last event of the athletic calendar year 2025-2026. If you've been following this podcast lately, then you should already know that there as well. So there's going to be an episode, there should be an episode coming out today. And then this right here, I'm recording right now. It's going to come out probably tomorrow as well. We continue to lead up to the national championships for the men's and women's track and field team. Obviously, the men are going to be carrying a lot more than the ladies. And we're going to stick with the men because we're going to talk about this for a little bit. And why don't we, right? And I've said it pretty much lately on the show that the K-State men's team, every year, it does not matter who the coach is, whether that's Cliff Rovetto, now retired, longtime head coach, I was going to be the high jumper or triple jump or long jump. No, I was going to be that. I was going to walk on to the track team when I went to K-State. Well, obviously, I went in another direction there. And then, of course, you have Travis Schofer only in his – he's about to come already to the end of his second year season for K-State for the track and field as track and field head coach of both these squads, obviously. And talked about the jumps. And obviously, indoor, we saw Danielle Wanpongkega win a national championship there. Will we see another one? We see another one. And Tasha Combo has been in the news, obviously, a lot. And oh, by the way, spoiler alert, there's going to be an episode on him again on Monday's episode. So go check that out. But yeah, football, with football around the corner, obviously. Football, before the special teams perclunked, it was named Special Teams U. And Stanton Weber's going to have his hands full on getting it that unit back to what it was, right? You know, special teams you because all the K-State made game-changing plays, whether that's kick return for a touchdown, block punts, turnovers on special teams. You know, we saw block punts here and there in the climbing era, but Steiner 1.0, Steiner 2.0, you saw a lot of game-changing plays on special teams. you saw it there. We've seen electrifying plays from that unit, right? And that's why it's called up here, not in Kansas City, but in Manhattan, called special teams U, because you had electrifying players make big-time plays, big moments in big... Big-time players make big-time plays in key moments, right? You saw that, right? Track and field, making the transition there. Jumps you. And there's an article on ksports.com. Again, D. Scott does tremendous stuff. So go check that out. And I say, you know, doesn't matter who the coach is. They somehow find these athletic guys who can, obviously, they're talented because they are athletes. Whether it's in the long jump, triple jump, and in my time at K-State, we had, of course, Eric Kennard, a guy that I forgot because he ended up in the Olympics and he ended up getting what was it? Original was what, bronze or what, silver medalist? I believe it was upgraded to gold or something like that a couple years ago, something like that, because the guy ahead of him cheated or whatever. But that's a whole other conversation there. But we had him. There's several others, and Gary Moore Jr. is made. Gary Moore Jr. not a jumper, but a thrower. part of this 13 roster field in national championships, you got a chance to do something. And I don't think you're going to be in rare territory if you can somehow. And this is goes back to Clyde Pullen, and we have not mentioned any of the other coaches. Well, Clyde Pullen maybe a couple times, because he's been in some of these articles that where Travis Gover, you know, summarizes, he's in the, definitely in the mix there as well. Clyde Pullen, which, oh, by the way, he, according to some of my notes here, we're gonna take a time out here. We'll be back here in just a moment here on the Pro Rusher Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Sorry about that, K-State Nation. Welcome back to the Pro Rusher Podcast, all things K-State Sports. I had to take time out there for a brief minute. But yeah, man, staying on track and field. The track and field team, led by its field team, going out there, representing us. I believe the relay teams, other than the field teams, will be out there. The 4x4, the men's and women's 4x4, will be a part of that championship roster this week. Everything starts on Wednesday. And I don't know, I don't have a schedule of who's going first or what, but I did leave off saying, look, you have an opportunity. Again, I mentioned Danielle Montpongiego winning the national championship in indoor. You have an opportunity to win a national championship in the outdoor season with somebody. Tosh Kumba, longest long jump. Hold on a second. Okay. Longest long jump in the world. You got to go back to 2019 since he did that there as well. And again, Clyde Pullen, who is in charge of the excuse me. Oh, man. Woo. Allergies are kicking in a little bit. but yeah, sorry. Excuse me about that. But yeah, so Pullen, and again, Arkansas is also his automator as well. So there's that that connection again. This Arkansas-Oregon connection. Again, Oregon, you could probably say, is one of the Eugene, Oregon, and specifically, is one of the more talented bases in the United States when it comes to running. Obviously, you have Atlanta, New York, even here in Kansas City. And I didn't even go down deeper if you want to, but we ain't got time for all that there as well. So we'll see what happens there as well. But yeah, Tosh Kumba credits the work that Clyde Pullen, one of the head coaches on Travis Gover's staff, for his development there as well. So again, it's gonna be fascinating to see what's gonna happen here. Cordekunga, one of the talented freshmen. Roy Ryan, a sophomore there in Chicago, by the way, is only a junior, folks. And I talked about the youth on throughout this calendar year. And as we focus solely on track and field, again, a bright future no matter what happens this week for this track and field team, as they'll do battle in Eugene for the national championships there as well. Yeah, Roy Ryan, transferred to Arkansas. No, stranger from Arkansas, excuse me, to Kansas State there as well. So that's just three of them there as well. And then you have Seba Brahu, the veteran who's been here a long time there as well. So then Aaron Anton, who's on the national championship roster, he punched his ticket during the regionals there as well. And then, of course, you look at it on the other side to the ladies, Aaliyah Lindsay in the long jump. She is from Jamaica there as well. She transferred to K-State. And the heavy mentioned Danielle Montpongiego, who won national championship on the final jump in Fayetteville back in the indoor season there as well. Destiny Smith on the roster as well. And this thing is deep. This thing is deep. So, again, this is just unbelievable. It's just year after year after year that, you know, again, this is no matter who it is. It is fascinating that, you know, K-State keeps restocking these talented jumpers, no matter if it's on the women's side or the men's side, and they continue to strike gold. And they could end up striking gold in Eugene here in a couple of days. So I'm definitely going to be fasting to see what happens with all of them as they are about to get ready for the NCAA National Championships in Eugene, Oregon this week to wrap up the sports calendar year of 2025-26 there, led by second-year head coach Travis Gopher, which will come to an end in his second year already. And I have said this from all year long. The jump from year one to year two has been amazing. And putting K-State track and field in a year where football went down, well, Katina went down, basketball went down in the tank, and he had baseball struggled, had its definite struggles, especially in the second half there as well. Track and field has rose up to the occasion and put it down, right? And they should get recognized, right? Because they're the only, thinking about outside, this is the Pro Punch Podcast, all things KZ Sports, Eddie Greer, trying to get through the rest of this episode here. I apologize for a little allergies this morning here on this episode of this podcast. But we'll revisit the rest of the year because, I mean, football, men's basketball, they got a lot of work to do to get back. And that's why I mentioned the special teams early in the episode. You know, they got a lot of work to do. You know, Stan Weber, who's going to be leading that group. Oh, by the way, if you have not been paying attention by now, we all should know that by now. But they got a lot of work to do. In a year where football went down, disappointing 6-6, men's basketball was awful. Baseball limped down the stretch there as well. But you hold on to those moments where, again, the women's basketball team made that tremendous run throughout the Big 12 tournament there. And there's been some bright spots here and there. But track and field, making things happen. Indoor, men's team, by the way, finished fourth overall in the indoor. So, again, they have opportunity here. They have an opportunity to score some big points. and they're going to have to lean on the field events again. For sure, as we have mentioned the last couple of days on the show. So we'll see what happens there on that. Women, probably not as much. But, again, they're going to be right there in the mix. Doesn't matter how little or huge the squad's going to be. They're going to be right there in the mix. Of course, again, let's not forget about the relay teams. They're going to be a part of the action. So there's that. But yeah, man, the track and field, if I can remember, you gotta go back to the volleyball team making an NCAA tournament. That's gotta stand out. And that's probably gotta be number one on the list. And getting an NCAA tournament win. They're gonna be on a huge swing this upcoming fall. That's what they lost a lot. So there's that. Women's soccer turned the corner, got a winning season there. That's probably number two on my list. And that's a spoiler alert there. We'll visit that later on. And, of course, you got track and field. I'll put track and field number three for what they have been doing all year long. And this train, I feel like this train is going to continue to build. You have youth behind it, so you're probably going to lose maybe a couple. And let's not forget about the transfer portal, the factor of the NIL transfer portal. So, again, I don't know. I'm not with the squad, so I don't know what's going to happen afterwards, but you got to have that factor because you had a couple guys come over here from certain areas again. Who was that? Who did I just say? Roy Ryan transferred from Arkansas over here and whatnot. You got to get international talent over here. So Coach Travis and the rest of his staff have done a tremendous job, and that's why they're sitting. That's why I put up a number three because, yeah, they're doing something right now. I wouldn't even put the big three in the big three. So, like I said, these coaches, whether it's Colin Klein's, Casey Alexander's, the Pete Hughes's of the world, they're gonna have to. And again, I sit here, record this episode on June 8th. We're past May by now. June 8th, you know, thinking, all right, what's going to happen? So we'll see what happens here. But, yeah, I put track and field number three there as well. So, yeah, I mean, women's volleyball, yeah, you have to, because they made the NCAA tournament and got a victory there in the first round. So yeah, man, and when you're big three, sports ain't doing something, that could be an issue. That could definitely be an issue there as well. Look, like I said, we're gonna, as the summer continues to unfold, we will go back and have these conversations. just kid seasons, but yeah, man. So those sports got some work to do, and they haven't scored their first basket. They haven't kicked off yet their individual eras. But we're just gonna have to, again, all we can do is speculate on that front. We'll continue to speculate as we count down the 2026 football season. But right now, all attention needs to switch to the track and field side of things, where things are happening. Things are happening at a high clip for Travis Schofield, director/head coach of the K-State men's women's track and field team. They're gonna do battle in. They should have that title. Jump, shoot, or it's a long jump, high jump, triple jump. There seems to be a lot of talent every year coming out of that field squad. And like I said, it's always been field heavy, and a tradition has continued since Coach Gover has taken over as the director and head coach of this program. And I think something special is going to happen out of this group. So we'll see what happens this week. And when this comes out, probably tomorrow, which, again, everything starts now championship-wise, in Eugene, Oregon, coming this Wednesday. So when this podcast comes out, it'll probably be, most likely be, as I speak, put it out in existence tomorrow. Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily over in Chester Court. K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. We're just about everywhere now. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Yeah, we're kind of dialing it back a little bit. But that we're going to be keeping an eye, a heavy eye this week on track and field. So definitely, you want to be tapped in to this K-State podcast. And of course, after which, more football talk, the countdown to the 2026 fall season will be here before we all know it. So there's that. That's not what I want to say. But there's that. But the countdown to football has been on for a while now. So I know a lot of K-Staters are looking forward to Colin Klein, the new head coach, the return of a legend, now the head coach at K-State. Legend on the football field. Now he's going to be your new head coach for K-State. The Roddy building blocks leading up to this point has been incredible on Colin Klein. So, yeah, everybody's looking forward to that. So again, we'll have more conversations. Again, we'll have guests coming soon on the show. By the way, I'm going to have to record those. By the way, so there's that. But, yeah, man, We'll have that, and then of course if there's any breaking news throughout the summer, anything comes up big, transfer portal or anything like that to discuss, we'll bring it here on this podcast. Make sure you tell you're a K-State fan, alumni, or a new student coming to K-State this fall. Definitely make sure you pass along to other K-Staters looking for other K-State content. We are part of the K-State family of podcasts. I know PowerCat Podcastman releasing episodes on the new staff. 3 Mall's been putting content out as well. Exit 313, Bosco's Boys, and of course your podcast truly there as well. So you want to be a part of this podcast, definitely make sure you hit the subscribe button there as well. We'll be continuing to bring you content throughout the summer. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all as always, K-State Nation. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with cats.